Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the official podcast of Drunkle's Den. I'm your host, Drunkle Ross, and we're here with the lovely Keith McEwen. Keith, my friend, how are we today?
Oh, lovely.
Beautiful, oh, yeah, beautiful. Great. So, the pilot episode of Drunkle's Den, we got to make it fucking memorable. What's going on Friday down at fucking Sportsman's?
Big fucking Spo show. We got Sisters, we got Antarctica, we got Losers.
Absolutely perfect. Fucking this is November 1st.
Rounded lineup.
It is a fucking rounded lineup. We all love the Absolute Losers. You might think you're a fucking loser, but you'll never be an absolute loser. We all know that.
I can be a total loser,
though. Oh, you already are. Let's not go that far.
Oh, I'll go that far.
Halloween. Halloween. Bars at the Halloween. How was that experience?
You mean like as in Thursday or last week?
Fucking last week.
Okay. When, yeah, that was fucking hectic.
It was hectic.
There's a lot of shit going on.
So, for those of you who don't know, which you fucking should by now, myself, Drunkle, and Keith, I dressed up as Donald J. Trump, and he dressed up as Joe Biden. Now, we got fucking mobbed by people. Like, we were the best-dressed motherfuckers out there. We all know that.
Dressed to the fucking nines, looking like a couple pimps.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, fuck. But yeah, no, fucking November 1st, down at Sportsman's. The Absolute Losers, Sisters, and Antarctica are fucking playing. It's going to be one hell of a show. Now, speaking of music, we like to do a segment here we call Album of the Fucking Week. Now, the first album we're going to talk about is Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. Now, classic. It's not personally my favorite of Pink Floyd, but it is definitely their best fucking work they did. You can agree on that.
Yeah, they say it's the best album of all time. It's not even their best.
No, that's, God, no.
That's what people say.
It is the best of all time. They did do a lot of fucking other works, but Dark Side of the Moon, it just tickles the fucking spot for you because they did so much fucking work and they pioneered a lot of the audio that they did in that album.
Yeah.
That you don't see it today.
We're getting real nerdy, are we?
Yeah, we're getting real fucked here. So what's your favorite song off Dark Side of the Moon?
Fuck, man.
It's probably gonna sound fucking stupid, but I feel like it's kind of like one big song, you know, because it all works together.
Oh yeah, you can't beat those transitions.
You gotta listen to it all together. But if I had to pick one, it might be fucking like Us and Them.
Us and Them. That's what I would have to go with too. It's almost one of the perfect Time fucking is very songs.
Fucking good too, though.
Time is fucking great.
They're all good. I mean, you can't. You know,
it's hard to pick one.
It is very hard to pick one. So Us and Them. What defines it for you?
Fucking 7 minutes in heaven. It's like the fucking Halloween parties I never went to when I was younger. Spin the bottle. No, but
you're spinning the bottle with yourself in the mirror. It doesn't count.
It's like a fucking trance. Well, I can't fit in the fucking mirror. That probably doesn't help. Good luck trying to sell a mirror on Facebook Marketplace. Oh, like, fuck, Jesus. Can't even see it. But yeah, no, it's fucking kind of puts you in a trance, like just really good psychedelic prog rock, fucking bitching fucking sax solos too.
Oh fuck yeah. That's one thing that gets me about Dark Side of the Moon is the fucking sax in it. It's fucking beautiful. Like, you don't, like I said, you don't see that nowadays in modern music. Not as good, anyway.
Yeah. Well, you don't have fucking, everything sounds good.
Oh, God, yes. It's almost a perfect album, but everyone has to remember, there is no perfect album.
Yeah, but there are perfect people, and you're listening to them right now.
Fuck yeah, you are. You are listening to Drunkle's fucking Den, the most perfect podcast, the best podcast in fucking Charlottetown. Everybody fucking remember that.
I just want you to also remember that we're sponsored by fucking no one. So
we don't give a fuck.
No, you're wrong. We're sponsored by alcoholism and crippling pot addictions.
No, I think you mean we don't have a sponsor for that.
Oh, you're right. Because
we're still doing it.
You're right.
If we had a sponsor, they'd stop us probably.
I don't think they'd give out 3-hour chips, buddy.
3 fucking hours. I don't know about that.
But
maybe,
yeah.
Maybe 2 weeks. That's how long it takes to get paid. You know? So long as you'll go.
Yeah, once you blow all that money on fucking hookers and cocaine, that's when it goes downhill.
Good old hookers and blow.
Hookers and blow, but you can't beat fucking Moosehead and pot, buddy. That's where it goes.
Pretty fucking good. Oh, Moose. That's the best shit.
Moose. If we're still talking about Dark Side of the Moon, you have to fucking smoke a doobie before you fucking listen to it. That's the way you get the best experience in it, all right? You can agree with me on that. So, moving on from that, we will move on to local bands from the island. Who's your fucking favorite, or can you pick one?
I was like, fuck. I don't know if I can pick a favorite. I mean, like, I really like bands that push, not necessarily push the envelope, but just are different and experiment.
Oh, yeah.
I obviously like The Losers. I think they have done a lot for the scene. And they've really, like, pushed forward just getting people out. Not only just to play, just to watch music, but also get to play music as well.
Oh, yeah. And they've been making music since when?
Fucking, I want to say 2019, 2020.
Holy fuck.
Somewhere around there. Gizmo started around 2020 as well, I think.
Well, it's pretty good because, like, these guys, like, even I'll say the bands, like, before, like, I never really heard of, like, bands playing at bars here. Like, you know, you get the fucking odd Johnny Schmo. Like and his, bands, yeah, the Johnny Schmo cover bands that, you know, play every fucking Led Zeppelin song under the fucking sun. But you never get these guys who make original, great fucking songs fucking, until the last, like, 3-4 years.
Fucking, yeah. Johnny Lasso and the Cattle Herders. Fucking all the... But, yeah, no, it's great. And I keep saying, like, fucking... Live music is the best music.
Oh, fuck yeah. Because you can experiment and you can improvise.
Yeah, and it's just a fucking fun time. Like, it's nice to listen to a record, you know, pop it on. But it's fucking way different to be there and listen to it and just feel the fucking shit in your feet. Like, feel the fucking the hits in your feet. Feel the fucking in your chest, you know. Feel the audience around you. Like, it's fucking great.
I'll put it to you this way. Every fucking show I've been to where I can't hear for 3 days after has been a fucking beauty of a show.
Worth it. Fuck tonight. Tinnitus ain't got shit on me.
Like, fuck no. Tinnitus just means I don't have to listen to myself when I talk.
Exactly. Well, you know, you got a little fucking, like, squeaking. That's it.
But no, yeah, like, fucking the band scene and the bar scene on Charlottetown PEI has fucking... It's really improved in the last 3 years.
As far as the bar scene.
Well, the music in the bar scene.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll not go that fucking far.
Yeah, but we have, like, no fucking bars here, man.
Oh, my God. We fucking, like I fucking say, and I'll die on this goddamn hill, Sportsman's is probably one of, if not the best fucking place to drink on in Charlottetown. Like, it's fucking great. I would
say it is the best, like, for sure.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Because, I mean, like... Just think about everything. You got fucking free pool, really cheap drinks. Fucking
free pool when there's actually a complete set of balls there.
Yeah,
you wouldn't know what a complete set of balls is, would you?
Well, you know, I mean, I got all one of them, so I think so. But yeah, when they actually have the fucking cue balls, it's nice.
Oh fuck yeah!
And what else they got? They got cheap ass drinks. They always have a show going on. Fucking great people. I've never had a bad time there.
No, yeah. That's another thing. Like, you get to all these fucking bars. I guess you could call, like, some of them clubs. We're not going to name names of the bars. Oh,
Sportsman's
but...
Club.
Well, Sportsman's is not a fucking, like, you know what I mean? Like, a shitty DJ fucking, like, a shit fucking club that you cut. You get 12-buck drinks. Like, it doesn't work here.
Ain't no bar like that.
Everybody's
bar.
Fucking poor on the island. $12 drinks don't fucking work. $4.50 for a fucking Moose Green. That is where it's at, and it's only $4 if you buy a membership.
Yeah, quick plug. Get the fucking membership.
Fuck
the
yeah.
Fuck are you doing?
Fuck yeah. $45 for the year. You get fucking 50 cents off select drinks. You get fucking no cover when you go to shows. You fucking
you
skip
flex
the lines.
On everyone.
You get to flex on every. You know how
you get to be
fucking.
Better than people?
You know how fucking hard I get when I fucking flip out that membership card and I say, "Yeah, I'm a member." You know how fucking great that feels. I might look like a fucking loser, but not on the inside.
And they won't kick you out.
Fuck no.
Well,
you spent
too much money.
Exactly. No, we keep that fucking bar afloat ourselves.
Ain't no bar like a dive bar.
Fuck yeah. The only good dive bar in Prince Edward Island. We all know that.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, I would say there are other good bars, but there are way better bars than that. And Sportsman's is that bar.
Well, I wouldn't call it a bar, but the Old Triangle is fucking
the
obviously.
The Old fucking Triangle has classic. Great food and great pints. You want to go get a fucking creamy Guinness? That's where you fucking go, motherfuckers.
Get a creamer. Yeah.
Yeah, you get a fucking creamer at the Old Triangle. That's something we want to advertise.
Well, I mean, you know, who else is going to do it?
Fucking nobody but us.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking sad that one of the restaurants in Charlottetown has one of the best fucking bartenders. Like, this guy knows how to fucking pour a Guinness.
Is that not sad?
Well, no, it's sad that no other bar knows how to fucking do that.
Yeah, well, it's like, you'll go to a fucking bar, like, yeah, can I get a screwdriver? He's like, what'd you break?
What do you need to fix him?
Yeah, like, what do you need to fuck? You want a fucking Philly or a Robinson? Like, come on now.
It's like, you gotta say, oh, you can't say, I want whiskey. Sorry, it's like, can I have whiskey and can you actually add fucking lime juice? Or just don't, or just forget to.
Yeah, like, a lot of the fucking bar staff and these big fucking, don't call them big, but clubs on the island, they don't know how to fucking make the simplest of drinks, and they don't know how to fucking mix them either.
Well, granted, they are busy, but I mean, it's like, yeah, like, it's not the fucking, like, time, it's just like, how do you not know how to fucking make, well, it's like, that's why I don't get fucking mixed drinks, because, like, you can't get anything, like, no. They're not gonna
and
know
they're
what
expensive
a, they don't know what an old, like, people don't know what an old fashioned is.
No.
But
even when you point it out on the menu, it's like, hey, I want this, they go, what the fuck is that? You have to explain to him. He's like, yeah, buddy, it's on your menu. Come on now.
Yeah, and also don't get Guinness mixed with fucking Radler.
Oh, my God. That's disgusting. Anybody who fucking gets a Guinness with Radler or a half and half Guinness and something else, it's fucking sacrilege, and you people should know this
by now.
You know
what's better than a Guinness and a Radler?
Anything?
This fucking McDonald's cold-ass coffee that I'm drinking.
Yeah, let's dive into that. What happened with Tim's coffee?
I think we just grew up.
No, because you can agree, it was the bomb fucking back in the day.
It was the bomb, because it fucking burnt the shit out of your tongue.
Hell yeah, it fucking did.
But is their hot chocolate still good?
Or? Oh, their hot chocolate's still great, but I mean, good God, they must fucking heat it up with uranium, for fuck's sake. You get that out, it's fucking boiling in the cup.
It's still the coffee's the same way, like, it's fucking, I don't know how you can get dishwater that hot.
Yeah, no,
I don't know how it's not all steam.
Yeah, no, they steep it with the dirty old fucking dish rag. But no, it's fucking stupid. Like, Tim's Coffee used to be the fucking staple of Canada, and now it fucking blows.
Tim's used to be the staple of Canada.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I fucking, like, if it went back to fucking just coffee and donuts, fucking golden. Because, like, what the fuck's with this pizza and shit, like...
Yeah, who wants to go through a drive-thru and wait for 15 minutes for fucking Johnny Douchebag to get his flatbread pizza?
It's not a fucking Italian place.
Like, no, it's fucking terrible.
I'm not getting my fettuccine and my fucking pizza. I'm trying to get a fucking donut. Get the fuck out.
And the fucking sad part is, if people knew, like, how they actually made that shit, everything comes in frozen. Like, nothing's fresh there.
Yeah, but I don't give a shit. It's like, if it tastes good, that's what I give a shit about. I don't care if it's made out of fucking, like, fucking pieces of different animals put together. Like, I don't give a shit if it tastes good.
Yeah, but I mean, like, fuck KFC. The quality of fucking Tim's, like, even the food has gone down. But I mean, the quality of the fucking drinks, like, their coffee fucking blows. Their ice cap, I'd suck the Pope's dick for a fucking ice cap from Tim's. They still know how to make one of them motherfuckers amazingly.
I don't know, fucking, you just showed how white you are.
I'm so goddamn white, even the sun goes, oh, fuck, too bright. Fuck.
Fucking ice cappuccino.
Hey, man, the ice caps are fucking good. Not in the wintertime, they fucking freeze your balls off.
You know what's
off,
really though. Nice with an ice cap?
What?
Having two pieces of mint gum.
See, I was going to go the route with, you can't have caffeine without nicotine, buddy.
Or, like, you take one of those fucking Halls.
Fuck that.
Like, the extra strength menthol.
Fuck
and
that.
And then you take one of those.
Fuck that. Your fucking mouth would be like, it's like the goddamn glaciers, motherfucker. Yeah. That's how fucking cold it makes that
There's
shit.
There's some fucking mammoths in your throat. Some cavemen back there.
Jesus. But no, yeah, like, Tim's has fucking gone downhill in the past 10 years, but McDonald's coffee is fucking unmatched.
It's good, but I find, I don't know if it's because they put too much sugar in it, I find I get a fucking headache sometimes from it. Yeah, one time, I was like, okay, I'll get one sugar instead of two, and it fucking just tasted like just coffee, and I was like, this isn't good.
Well, that's why you get the fucking black and two fucking sugars, buddy, that's what goes.
I think they put more than two in there.
Well.
I think they're putting fucking, I think they're like, instead of like using fucking tablespoons, they're just dumping the fucking sugar in it, and then going, eh, close enough.
Well, fuck, back in the day when I used to go to fucking Tim's before work there, I don't know how many coffees went out the goddamn window because they couldn't fucking make it right. You asked for a double goddamn double, medium fucking double double, two milk, two fucking sugar. How hard is that? Well, no, triple one. Single. No, double fucking single. No, single double. Like, fuck, it ain't hard.
Like, that's another thing. These people, they get, like, fucking six sugar and, like, five cream.
Oh, the Gretzky.
That's a fucking art project.
The fucking Gretzky. It's, yeah. It's just yeah. Shitty fuck. It's milk. It's sweetened milk with fucking coffee flavor in it. It's just fucking coffee sweetener at that point.
You're just drinking a fucking... You're just drinking cereal at that point.
Yeah, with pretty much.
Fucking... It's like Frosted Flakes, but it's just the sugar from it.
Even cereal fucking sucks now. Back in the day, man, it was the
I'm
best.
I'm not a cereal guy.
Really?
No. I mean, it's just not something I fucking pick out. Like,
yeah, that's fair.
But like, you know, I usually don't fucking eat breakfast anyway, so.
What do I know? Bullshit. That gut tells me otherwise.
Well, that's because I'm eating breakfast at supper time. And I'm eating supper. And I'm eating lunch.
Aren't we all these days? That's all we can afford in this fucking economy.
Thanks, Trudy.
Oh, Christ. Fuck yeah. So. I gotta ask, in your opinion, what is your favorite bar on the island besides Sportsman's?
Does it have to be, so,
a restaurant, bar, it can't, any it, fucking it can't place own, you go to get a fucking drink.
Can it serve food?
Oh, fuck yeah.
I don't know, maybe we should do one that doesn't serve food.
One that, I don't it's know one that doesn't serve line, food.
Well, like, the factory doesn't serve food.
Yeah,
the
they
beer
do.
Garden doesn't.
Yeah, they do.
Well, not during the night.
Oh, you mean like the fucking club scene, like Peaks, fucking all that bullshit.
Yeah, well, even like the Old Triangle doesn't serve food after fucking, I don't know what it is, 9 or 10. So like,
yeah, I guess. But I mean, the Old Triangle does fucking...
Also, who the fuck's getting food from the factory? I mean, like...
Greasy.
Not, no, like that fucking burger from SpongeBob.
Oh, yeah, the one that killed the health inspector.
It's just a Krabby Patty. Oh, my goodness! Like, fuck that. Yeah.
No.
That shit.
No, like, I don't know, but, like, I don't like the fucking club scene here. It just, it doesn't appeal to me.
Yeah, well, because you're not fucking popping Quaaludes and going in fucking trying to break your jaw.
Yeah, I'm not going in to fucking pay for a fucking $8 beer and try and start a fight with somebody. It, just, it doesn't work.
Yeah, you just do that at home.
Exactly. Like, yeah, fucking pay fucking, what is it now for a fucking 2-4? Like, $60 here?
2-4, probably like $40.
No, a 2-4 Corona is like
really?
$56.99.
No, yeah, because a 12 is $30.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, man. It's fucked. It is so fucked.
Fuck, man. Back in the day, you could go get a fucking pint for like $15 or lower. Yeah. Of fucking liquor. Now it's fucking like $20 for a pint of shitty fucking Cap Morgan. Like, what the fuck?
Back when Christ was still on the cross.
Oh my God, when Christ wore short pants, you can get liquor for cheap.
Oh, I know.
That's the unfortunate reality of the sin tax here on Prince Edward Island.
Keeps going up.
It keeps going up, and there's no fucking end to it.
Well, what's better? 2 liters of pop. What's better? 4 beer or 2 liters of Coca-Cola? Do the math.
Fucking 6 Bush Light, 6 Bud Light. Tall boys love them. The fuck, you can't handle the tooth. That guy should be fucking mayor of Ontario.
You know, we should get that guy on this podcast.
No, thanks.
I would do it.
He's going to slobber on the mic with that one fucking tooth.
Let's
no,
get
thanks.
Him a remote call. Fucking can't handle it. You got to get the codfather, too. That'd be good.
Fucking codfather on TikTok. That guy's fucking noofy through and through. Jesus Christ.
If we did get a Newfie, we'd have to get subtitles, though, somehow.
Oh, fuck. But the thing is about Newfoundlanders, like, I can fucking drink. I used to be able to fucking drink like a goddamn maniac. Those motherfuckers would drink me under the table, no problem.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's how they get their nutrients. On the boats? Yeah.
Yeah, you don't trust the water in Newfoundland. They just drink the liquor. It's got water in it.
Yeah. Fuck.
I mean, fuck.
Kiss the cod.
Kiss the cod. Newfoundland would be a fucking beautiful place to go and get fuck up.
We gotta do that.
Fuck up. Fucked up.
Way to kiss the cod.
We have to kiss the cod and get screeched in. That would be a moment in our lives. I'm not talking
about your fucking third wife.
Never been married. Don't plan on doing it. Fuck that.
Just because it costs too much.
Oh, fuck. Fuck yeah, it costs too much. I'll give you that.
Just get eloped.
Get eloped. No, I actually have to talk to women to do that. Fuck that shit.
That's true, I guess. They got mail order brides, though. Do you think they come in a box?
Probably. They have to have air holes poked in them, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, maybe they, like, don't they ship, like, cats and stuff in boxes?
Yeah, you put them in the fucking kennel under the plane.
So, I mean, you know, like, they could probably do that.
How did this go from fucking talking about the bar scene to mail order brides?
Know. Well, just, like, they're probably not giving them a first class ticket. I mean, if they are, fuck, I'm becoming a mail order bride.
Yeah, a mail order bride that's on the last page that nobody looks at.
Somebody bought it. There are lonely people out there.
I don't think they're, like, they say beggars can't be choosers, but in this instance, if they're choosing you, they got to be some kind of fucked.
No, you can't. You can't choose.
You're not getting
fucking Dr. Pepper. You're getting fucking
Mr. Bob or something.
Hey, don't talk shit on Dr. Pepper, buddy. That's the best pop out there.
I'm not talking shit. I'm saying you got to get the fucking knockoff brand, because in this economy.
In this fucking economy, the Big 8 fucking pop's the best.
Oh, yeah.
You kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Big 8 pop in this economy. $1 for fucking 2 liters of Coca-Cola. Pop. Fuck, man. That's where it's at. Like, I want to kill my fucking liver, I don't want to drink. Just drink fucking 2 liters of Big 8 and you'll fucking be more yellow than a Simpson.
Rum and Pepsi is like baked into our fucking blood.
Oh, yeah, because it's a fucking Maritimer thing, because it's cheap.
Well, yeah, we always had Pepsi growing up.
Fuck Coke.
Coke was like, it's like introducing fucking the wheel to modern civilization. It's like we saw a fucking Pepsi and we're like, holy fuck.
Oh, yeah.
How, like, this is it. Oh, we don't need to go anywhere else.
No, Pepsi's the fucking best. Rum and Pepsi, that is a fucking Maritimer thing, man. Same with garlic fingers. I don't get how fucking garlic fingers
Donair
are not fucking out of the Maritimes. Insane.
Americans are fat fucks. They would love it.
Americans are big fat fucks. They would love that shit. They would fucking be ordering it by the fucking truckload if they knew
love
about it.
Their pizza and shit. They love their wings, but how do they not got garlic fingers? And Donair, and there's...
they got that cheesy bread. It's not the fucking same. It is not the same. You got to have the fucking, the Donair sauce with your fucking garlic fingers.
Poutine, too.
Poutine, man. Poutine's fucking great.
Fucking Newfie poutine.
Newfie poutine. So a Newfie poutine, for those of you who don't know, is fucking, it's your standard poutine, you know, fries, gravy, cheese curds, but you put a fucking layer of stovetop stuffing on that motherfucker. It revitalizes it and makes you look poor as shit. But my God, does it taste good.
It's a lot better than fucking toast sandwiches.
Hey, toast sandwich. Oh yeah, that was the Pavo shit.
That was a low point.
That was a low point. All right, it was last week.
Yeah, fuck. Don't act like you're not eating plastic pickles out of the jar.
Hey man, those fucking elastic pickles are the best.
You're not taking a fork and digging it out. You're taking your whole hand.
Oh yeah, bear paws going in that motherfucker. Oh yeah, it's finger looking good afterwards. You gotta get those little piece of garlic in there too, in the dill pickles. Oh my God, you're fucking drunk and you come home to that. Oh my fuck, it's like God pissed in a jar.
That's a good conversation.
Yeah, let's end it on God pissing in a jar.
That's all you need to know, folks. I was gonna say, yeah. What do you think's the best drug food?
Oh God, don't make me pick. It's got to be greasy.
Same with hangover food. It's got to be greasy too.
See, but the thing about hangover food is, like, it's good, but you have to pair it with the fucking coffee and the nicotine and the weed. A weed fucking cures hangover when it's paired with nicotine and fucking caffeine, no matter what.
I just find that, like, yeah, hangover food's gonna be good. It's still gonna suck because I don't want to feel like shit when I'm eating. But it's like if you're drunk. And you just got some. But the thing is, it's like, same with like smoking weed. It just goes right through you. You just don't feel it.
No, but that's a good thing.
And then you wake up and you go, I hate my fucking life. Like, I just ate a week's worth of groceries in 5 minutes.
I would have to say, like, the best drunk food would have to be like either fucking like greasy fucking pan pizza or some real grease ball fucking fast food joint. You know what I mean? Like, it's got to be quick, it's got to be easy, it's got to be salty, it's got to be greasy, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Pizza's a pretty good.
Pizza's the fucking
bread
best.
Bread is fucking... Bread is up there.
Bread.
Like fucking toast and shit.
For a drunk food.
Yeah.
Really?
You wouldn't muck a grilled fucking cheese.
Okay, that's different. Like fucking...
Or a sandwich, like a BLT.
Oh, God, yes. That'd be fucking gone. I'd fucking hail that in two bites. Kidding me?
But it's like, when you're also drunk, you don't... I mean, maybe, you know, color me surprised, but maybe I'm the one, odd one out, but I'm not there to make a fucking... Become a chef. Like, I just want something there.
You like chef?
I don't want to sit there for a fucking hour and I'm drunk being like... Yeah, it's going to take fucking... Oh, I'm making a lasagna. It's going to take a fucking hour.
Burn your fucking house down. You're going to wait for an hour. You'd fucking pass out. Yeah, drunk. You'd wake up. Your fucking kitchen's on fire.
Like, what's worse? Your fucking... Your house is on fire, and the only pair of pants you have are pissed through. And there's vomit on your shirt. Not mom's spaghetti. Like, you're fucked.
That's one thing. I don't know how people get so drunk they lose control over the fucking bladder. I don't know how that happens.
I don't know how people throw up. But like, you know that you're going to throw up. You know it.
Oh, yeah.
You
don't like,
go, and then go. You know you can feel it.
Oh, yeah. But the thing is, like, after, like, you'll have a certain amount of drinks, and you'll fucking tell yourself, like, this last drink, I don't know, man. Like, this is going to send me over the edge. But you're going to fucking do it anyway.
Well, yeah.
But like, I don't get how people fucking get so drunk they'll pass out, piss their pants in their fucking driveway. Like, it just, I don't get it.
Give her diesel.
Give her diesel, 9 cans of ravioli. You know what I mean? Because
you're thinking that if they finish this bottle, they can take it back to the plant. Get 5 cents for it.
Exactly. You finish the 2 for, that's fucking, I can't do math, but that's a lot of money.
$2.40.
There you go. We all know who's the smart one here, and it sure isn't me.
Yeah. I just had to move a decimal a little bit.
A decimal. And we all know who the English major is, and it ain't fucking either of us.
It's me. Let's not burn him up.
Oh, Christ.
You mentioned garlic fingers. I got a little worried. I just thought we were going to summon them.
But no, I do have to fucking say that the best drunk food would have to be fucking pizza. Pizza and a fucking side order of goddamn jalapeno poppers, buddy. I would fucking muck that till the day turns to goddamn night.
What about just having another drink?
That too.
But yeah.
That's oh, when you're already drunk and you wanna and your fucking mouth is getting dry, you say, fuck water. You want a beer.
Fuck a water.
Fucking a cup of water. You want a fucking beer, buddy. That's what it is.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Fuck man. Like it sucks with these fucking near beers. They can't compete. They just fucking taste. They all most of them taste like fucking shit.
Yeah, but see, the near beers I've only had two: the fucking Coronas and the Guinness. The Guinness, it's good, but my fuck, it's bitter compared to like the Alki Guinness, like the regular
and
shit.
The fucking the Coronas are really sweet.
Yeah, they're fucking sweet. I don't get that.
They got like vitamin D in them, and they're also just as expensive. I went to the fucking what's it, the co-op there, Foodland, and fucking gonna get a pail of water and whatever. So I look and I see the fucking Corona Sunrise or whatever the fuck it's called, and it was $16. It was like $15.49.
They sell that shit
for 6-pack. It's $17 for the fucking Alki version. Like, what is? I don't get the point. Like, they're scamming the fucking recovering alcoholics. They're scamming the fucking the dads that are like, oh, okay, I'm going to my son's baseball game. Not gonna get too fucking hammered.
Oh yeah, they fucking have 3 beers and they get pissed off because they're not drunk. They don't want. They're pissed off because they're not drunk enough. They don't have the gumption to get up on the field and fucking punch the ump in the face. You know what I mean?
You ever see those like Heineken commercials where the buddy's driving around drinking and the cops pull him over and he's like, "You fucking drinking something?" He's like, "No, just got this." Do you think like people really? Would you really do that? Like what? How fucking stupid would you have to be?
What fucking show the cops your fucking drink when you get pulled
like,
over?
You have like a fucking like one of these bottles, but it's like fucking the Corona Sunrise, and you're driving around. Like,
oh my god. Like, I don't know. Like, I know people who would be stupid enough to fucking do that.
I know people stupid enough to have a real fucking beer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. But, unfortunately, I can't fucking drive, so this kind of doesn't apply to me.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to pull me over on my fucking 10 speed.
I'll pull you over in the forklift.
Hey, fuck. No drinking and driving in the forklift, buddy.
By the way, those fucking scooters are awesome.
Those e-scooters. So, downtown Charlottetown, I don't know if they have them anywhere else, but they probably do. But there is e-scooters downtown. You can rent them out fucking by the hours, like your mother. But, sorry, that was a low blow. No, I'm kidding. I'm not sorry. But you can rent these out. You can rent these out, and like, I don't know, it's like fucking 20 minutes, and every fucking click after that is like fucking, I don't know, I don't care. They're expensive, but they're fucking worth
there's
it.
There's a fucking, that, man, yeah. We were up for like a fucking hour and a half. It's been like 40, it just... It's
40 bucks, you like, went fucking 7 kilometers on
yeah,
them.
And there's also a fucking, like, I don't know how much it is, but there's a fine if you just leave it. And like, because you're supposed to put in these, like,
yeah, it's like spots. $5.
Oh, is it, okay, that's nothing.
Because yeah. there's one, like, just down the road.
Oh, is there?
And I was like, when I was coming up yesterday, I was like, fuck, I should take that. I was like, I don't want to get charged fucking all that money for nothing.
You money know? For nothing, and the chicks for free.
You also can't. I was checking the app. There's no, like, spots to put around here. They're all downtown. And you can't ride through school zones. So it just says it stops, which is fucking really? Stupid. Yeah. Like, that's the thing fucking can't stupid. Even go over 30. So why?
It can't go over fucking 20.
No, I think they go to 25.
Do they? Well, I wouldn't know. I smacked that fucking skunk.
Your fucking wheels are black and white, yeah.
Oh, my God, man. Fuck, going down Vic Park at night, I fucking, on a fucking scooter, no less, I fucking smacked this fucking skunk. That piece of shit fucking sprayed me. What a fucking time that was.
I don't know how you didn't fucking fall like a sack of potatoes.
I don't know either. Yeah. It had to be the fucking, it had to be the gut balancing me out.
Fucking equilibrium. You must have been leaning back or something, because if you were leaning forward, you would have fucking pitched. And you would have just fucking...
No, I was leaning forward.
You would have fucking pulled an ET. Except you're not flying.
Oh, I would have flew for a good fucking 2.5 seconds. Yeah, when
it came over and fucking shit down your leg.
It's a good thing I didn't fucking... Well, first of all, it's a good thing that I ran over it, because if you two dicks fucking ran over that, you'd be fucking... Like, you'd look like you fucking kissed the pavement with your fucking face, you know what I mean?
I definitely would have. Because I... Well, because I saw fucking... I saw something like bounce like it was a fucking quarter, like it was a fucking skipping stone off the fucking off the ocean, and I was like, oh fuck, that must be Ross's boot. He's not wearing fucking boots. He's wearing fucking slides like a douchebag.
Hey, don't diss the fucking socks and slides.
I will, because you look like a fucking idiot. But
yeah, I was like, okay, that must be your boot. And then I look, and it starts crawling away, and I'm like, that's not a fucking boot.
No, because it's a good thing I hit him, because he was too distracted to spray you dicks.
Oh, yeah, probably because he was fucking, his insides were dying.
Dying? That motherfucker was crushed. He was fucked.
Yeah, by I heard a 600 fucking... tons.
Yeah, no, 300 tons, thank you. I'm not that big. But no, I ran over, like, these fucking scooters, they only have, like, a little headlight on them, so you can't see the motherfuckers. Yeah. But, like, I fucking, like, there's only 5-foot clearance in front of you with those headlights.
Yeah.
I didn't see this fucking thing, and it was either I get fucking sprayed, or I fucking get my revenge and get sprayed. So I chose the fucking second option.
But they do have a horn.
They have a what? Oh yeah, they no, they don't. They have those little fucking fucking little stupid fuck bells. The bell.
Yeah,
that nobody fucking can hear.
I do just piss people off.
You do that by existing.
Yeah,
it's like hornets around a rotten piece of meat. They just get fucking angry in your presence.
I try it. Oh, man, those fucking hornets don't get angry at anything.
Oh fuck yeah. I had one big motherfucker. Like, these fucking hornets are supposed to be done for the year. I had one, like, it was fucking big, flying in my house, like, 3 nights ago. Like, these fucking things are supposed to be dead and fucking gone.
Yeah.
What are they doing still out? Go back to fucking hell where you fucking came from, you fucking hornet motherfuckers.
Back into the ground.
Fuck, that's one thing I like about winter, is all the fucking shitbird insects fucking go back to hell where they fucking belong. Mosquitoes, hornets, wasps, hornets.
Yeah.
Fuck hornets.
Fucking. But winter just sucks. Well, like, winter's fun, but it's not fun when you're fucking stuck inside and you gotta use a fucking, your old ass hair dryer to fucking open the door. It's frozen.
Especially here on the island. Like, last year's winter was fucking gnarly. Fucking
brutal.
It was gnarly. There was at least fucking 6 feet of snow fell that night.
6 feet? It was fucking... Yeah, I mean, it was probably, yeah, it was like up to your fucking, up to your neck, so yeah.
Like, did that all fall in one night, or was there two storms that happened? I can't
I think
remember.
it was like one storm and then it just kept going the next night and
Yeah.
fucking, yeah. Because like I had my deck and then there was the fucking grass next to it and the snow was so much it was equal height. Like I could fucking go like, all right, sayonara, and jump off my deck and I'd fall 2 feet,
Oh,
maybe.
fuck yeah.
Not even, I'd fall 2 inches, you know.
Yeah, like a lot of
Like
fucking
it
snow
was
fell.
fucked.
But the thing is, on the island here, they don't fucking send the plows out during a storm, which is fucking ridiculous. I don't get why they
Looking
don't
at the
do that.
plow.
Huh?
You're looking at the plow.
Oh, I know.
Granny Slayer over
Granny Slayer.
here.
Granny Slayer and Mom Sex are on the mic, ladies and gentlemen.
Are we gonna make merch?
Fuck no, too expensive.
Not if we like charge
If
like a...
somebody gets the hint and wants to sponsor us, then
If we charge like $100 on like a
yeah, but
fucking get a Hanes t-shirt and then just draw it on.
I there's only one downside to that. I can't draw a fucking stick man, nor could I draw anything else.
Yeah, if you want a Drunkle's Den podcast shirt and every word is spelt wrong, then
Well, that's because I fucking write at a third grade level. Come on now. Insult loading.
I can't think of anything.
No, I would fucking love to do merch, but my fuck, it's expensive.
It is at the start, I guess. I feel like it gets better, but who knows?
I don't know.
You also gotta have people who like you. That's
Hey, they don't like me. They love me, motherfucker.
there's people who like you, and then there's people who are like you enough to pay for shit. Like
Yeah, so nobody.
these fucking like I these fucking entitled little fucking cows that fucking like these famous celebrities and they charge for autographs. Or it's like you want a picture,
Yeah.
$15.
Yeah, that's pretty
Like
fucked.
that's disgusting. But also like kind of respect because
Hey, it's
that
the
shit's
grind,
fucking
man.
taxed.
Fuck no, it's
Like
not.
that's going straight into the pocket and that's going straight into whatever fucking hush money.
Fuck yeah. Donald Trump style. Fucking hush money for all.
Oh man.
Speaking of P. Diddy, I don't know where that's going, and we're not going to go into that.
He did things
Okay,
and
we are going into
no, that's it. That's he
that.
did something. Yeah, he's in jail.
Thank fucking God. Diddy Epstein, everyone.
Yeah, guy's fucked.
That guy
Freak
is
off.
fucked. Freak off. But no, I don't get these fucking, like, these A-list fucking celebrities that do this shit. Like, I don't get what it is. When
Because
people reach a certain level of fame, they think, eh, fuck it, let's touch kids. You know what I
well,
mean?
I think what it is a lot of fucking like those like weird sexual things. It's not about sex, about power. And when you
That
have a
too.
lot of fucking money, you have all the money in the world, and you have so much status, you just go fuck, like, you know, better than everyone. I can do what the fuck I want. Which honestly, in this day and age, not entirely wrong. You pretty
No.
much can do whatever the fuck you want as long as you got money.
Yeah, well, in Canada, fuck you. You could fucking kill three people and not go to jail. You'd go to jail, but you'd get released the fucking same day.
Yeah, but if I
Look at
fucking.
what happened with that Tyler fucking guy.
Yeah, but if I fucking. If someone.
What's his name? The guy who fucking blew his head off. You know what I mean?
No, I don't
The
know.
fucking guy that fucking invited his friend over and
Oh,
blew his
okay,
face off with a shotgun.
yeah.
That is so fucked, he's only getting a misdemeanor
But
charge.
if someone stole my car and I pulled them out and beat the shit out of them, yeah, I would get arrested probably.
Oh, you get arrested, but you wouldn't spend much long in fucking jail because the fucking jails are overcrowded. They don't have enough fucking space for
Will
anyone.
be when I'm there, but that's why we go to the drunk tank.
Never been, and I hope not to be. Only once in my life would I like to do the drunk tank.
When?
Fucking not today.
That narrows it down.
That does narrow it down. Hopefully, when I have a nice wife and kids and my life is together, just so I can throw it away and
All
become a degenerate again.
right, we're talking about pipe dreams, are we?
Yes, we are.
You know what? I want a nice white picket fence.
Fuck. The American dream is dead.
No, there was never a Canadian dream. The
Well, yeah,
Canadian
there was.
dream.
It's called rum and Pepsi.
Well, yeah, the Canadian dream, yeah, it was fucking passed out in your driveway, fucking listening to Stomp and Tom.
Stomp a Tom, a little bit of Kim Mitchell in that bitch.
Some fucking Gordon Lightfoot.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yes. Gordon Lightfoot is probably one of the best writers of music in Canada. And will always be.
And his daughter's going too.
Oh, is she?
Yeah,
Oh,
she's
I didn't
playing.
know
She was
that.
at SOMO, actually.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Fucking oh, segues are cool. Anyways, let's Jesus Christ, already?
Yes, my son.
We're already out of ideas.
We are already out of ideas, and we're eventually going to have to end it here in a few seconds. So I have to ask, do you have any closing notes, my friend?
Yeah, I think my new job is I'm gonna find these like sugar daddies and sugar mamas and these people that like
Excuse
are
me?
bad, and then I'll just scam them out of money. I was thinking about this, like that would be a good way to make some money. Just be like, yeah, because I was like thinking like, oh, I like, my car, like it's the transmission's gone, like I really need inspection, I need oil change. Can you just send me like $1,500? Like, sure, okay, all right. Fuck, I don't have a car.
Fuck yeah. Like scamming these fucking people. They're stupid enough to fucking do it in the first place.
Yeah.
I would fucking scam these people.
Oh yeah. It's too easy.
Well, fuck yeah.
I'm not fucking doing like it's not tech support though. I'm not fucking trying to be Nigerian prince. Fucking I'm an astronaut. I need $2,000 to get me back.
Yeah, I need $2,000 in Google Play cards.
We ran out of coal, so when you start throwing fucking dollar bills in the machine.
All right, well, that seems to be all the time we have for today, ladies and gentlemen. This has been Drunkle Ross and Keith McEwen coming at you with Drunkle's Den Podcast. Remember, Friday, November 1st, the Absolute Losers, Antarctica, and Sisters are playing at Sportsman's. Fucking be there or be square, motherfuckers. Cheerio.
See ya.